Takeaway English from the BBC.
Britain is famous around the world for its rainy weather, but many parts of the country this June are experiencing much more rain than they've ever seen before. Torrential downpours have caused rivers to burst their banks, roads have been closed, and many people have been evacuated from their homes because of the floods. The worst hit area seems to be the north of England. There have even been fatalities as people got stuck in the rain or were washed away by the floodwaters. Flood warnings have been issued in many parts of the UK, and it is said that over a month's worth of rain has fallen in just the last couple of days. The rain has also caused chaos at some of Britain's famous June events. The Glastonbury Festival is a four-day-long outdoor music festival, and while it is traditionally quite rainy and muddy there, this year was particularly bad. Everyone was wearing wellies, and there have been many pictures in the newspapers of people covered from head to toe in mud. It rained throughout the festival, and with more than 170,000 revellers walking around and camping on the grounds, it didn't take long for the site to turn into a mud bath. June also sees the start of the Wimbledon tennis tournament. The start of play on the first day was delayed by half an hour or so because of the rain and had to be halted again mid-afternoon for a couple of hours. There are no floods in the London region though, just frequent showers. So while the British would like to have glorious sunshine during the summer months, the rain continues to fall in most areas. People in Britain are used to having unpredictable weather, cold, rainy summer days and warmer winter months. However, this amount of rain and devastation is even more unexpected. People can only hope that the rain will stop soon and the sun will come out, so they can eventually start to enjoy a nicer summer.
Takeaway English from the BBC.